All right, Mr. Sturgill, I'm going to ask that you please read us back into open session.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting pursuant to this certification resolution applies, and two, only public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by Coburn Town Council. Carl Stallings.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Jeff Kosh.
All right, are there any actions resulting from closed session?
No.
Hearing none, the next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
No comment.
Mrs. Steele?
As always, I appreciate everybody that works so diligently to keep this town moving forward. I want to congratulate the Lady Eastside Spartan basketball team on their district sweep this year, 8-0, and going into the tournament tomorrow night. And they're already in the seat for Regents, and pray they have a good finish for the year. We're looking to go to the Siegel Center March 9th. Appreciate everybody, and maybe we could get some of that on the marquee.
All right. And I will just echo, as always, we do appreciate everything that our employees do that keeps our town moving each and every day. You are appreciated. That being said, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned.